9 o'clock, it's time for our word of the day.
Yeah.
And today's word of the day is a noun, and the word is quip. Q-U-I-P. Quip. What it means, quip can refer to a clever, usually taunting remark, or to a witty or funny observation or response usually made on the spur of the moment. For example, they traded quips over a beer and laughed themselves silly. So to tweak a well-known line from Hamlet, brevity is the soul of quip. You get the... Well, normally brevity is the soul of wit. But anyway, moving on. Okay. While jokes are often brief stories with setups followed by surprising and funny endings, like chickens crossing roads or elephant leaving footprint in the butter, etc., quips are even briefer and not so planned or scripted. They're more likely to arise naturally in conversation when someone is especially quick-witted, firing off zingers or retorts. Brevity also plays a role in quip's etymology. It's a nice word as well, etymology.
Etymology, yeah.
It's where a word comes from.
Okay.
Quip is a shortening of quippy, a now obsolete noun of the same meaning. Quippy's origins are uncertain, but they may lie in the Latin word quippe, meaning indeed or to be sure, which was often used ironically. Quip entered English as a noun in the 1500s, but was verbified within decades. The verb quip means to make quips, or to jest, or to jibe at. So today's word of the day, quip.